All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor. I'm talking to you from Queens, the borough of Queens, New York City. This is the fifth day of October 2021. I always like to thank you for listening and encourage you to continue sending along whatever comments and questions you have about this show, things that might be talked about. If you have some other ideas, feel free to share them with us. So we're always glad to hear from our listeners. And I do want to invite you to tell your friends about this show as well. But it's questionsfortaylor@gmail.com to share your thoughts, ideas, questions, whatever ideas you have. Pass them on to us. We'd like to hear from you. We also want to thank our sponsors to make this show economically viable. Our sponsors for this week, Novo Resources, El Oro Resources, Hannon Metals, Labrador Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp, and Firefox Gold. I've titled today's show, Can Cryptocurrencies Be Backed by Gold? Frank Holmes, Michael Hudson, and Chen Lin are my guests this week. The last time we talked with Frank Holmes, he suggested that China is leading the world towards a cryptocurrency that would be backed by gold. But do we really want or need a cryptocurrency, whether or not backed by gold, if the Chinese virtual currency is engineered to remove all freedoms and liberties from every human being by government or wherever you were, with respect to where you go, what you buy, or what you are allowed to believe? By contrast, gold has served as the most fair, egalitarian, pro-free market money ever used by humankind. Well, gold systems have in the past helped to slow down government theft by way of inflation. Is there any reason to think the Chinese government, or any government for that matter, would allow a gold-backed monetary system to lead to a free market capitalist system that would, at the same time, allow the population to believe anything other than what the governments desired them to believe? Of course, there is a little doubt about where this is all heading, and this is towards, in my view, a one-world government without borders. We are indeed starting to see that play out in the United States, where the Biden administration is encouraging the entire world to come and live in America and, of course, vote Democrat. In any event, getting back to gold, what would be the purpose of China, for example, backing its digital yuan with gold? Well, since Frank suggested that was the direction China is heading, I hope to address that topic with him. As well as questions about a very profitable company he runs named Hive Blockchain Technologies. That company trades on the NASDAQ at around a little under $3 a share right now. Hive's business is to mine Ethereum and Bitcoin. What would be the purpose then, I'm wondering, of China backing a digital yuan by gold? Those are some of the issues we want to talk to Frank about, as well as getting into understanding a little more about his company. In just a few minutes, I'll be talking to Michael Hudson of Hannon Metals. That's a company that is onto a very large sedimentary-hosted copper-silver discovery in Peru, and we will get an update from Michael regarding the company's progress after a first commercial break. I know they recently came out with some surface assays that were really spectacular, and as Quentin Henning has talked about on this show, those sedimentary-hosted structures run for many miles. It is potentially a world-class discovery, so we'll look forward to hearing from Michael right after a commercial break. But right now, I'm happy to tell you that Chen Lin is with me to share some of his thoughts about the markets, and it's always good to have Chen with us. So you should go to chenpicks.com, chenpicks.com, to sign up for his newsletter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? Thanks for joining me, Chen.
Thank you, Jay. Glad to be here.
It's always good to have you with me. And well, you just heard my comments leading up to the discussion with Frank Holmes later this today's show. What are your thoughts these days about China moving towards a digital currency? I don't know if you have any thoughts about that, but if not, what's going on in China these days? We're hearing a lot about energy shortages. Of course, the real estate issue, where a big company is having problems paying its bills and so forth. But tell us what your thoughts are about China these days.
Yeah, just quickly, I think China is trying to go evolve to digital currency. Basically, the idea is bypass the SWIFT system that's dominated by United States, controlled by United States. I think that's the idea. I'm not sure they can back by gold. They did not enough gold to back it up. And again, Chinese, I send you the chart, Chinese debt also going through the roof. So I don't think they can back by gold, but they want to go digital. Okay, so... On the other hand, China right now get into this multiple front have a crisis. One is the real estate. Real estate is Evergrande. Actually, I talk about that before everybody in my Metals Investment Forum presentation. And at that time, already started to crashing. Right? So it halted trading last Monday, that 2 days ago in Hong Kong. So that's led to the crash of the market yesterday in the United States. And now it seems to be bouncing back now. Today have a big bounce back. But so that's one issue. Second is that China is having an energy crunch right now. There's a rolling blackout for the Chinese, about half of China, right? Most of the factories were told they can only have electricity 1 day a week in China, even like in Guangdong, even not just northeast, even Guangdong. There's multiple reasons. And, their excuse is that China has reached the carbon, limit. They cannot generate more electricity. I think it's BS. It's most likely multiple reasons. Because the shoulder season, renewable energy is very weak. Solar is weak. The wind is weak, hydro is weak, so there's extra demand, and then coal price is so high, LNG price is so high, so it's a lose money for those companies to generate electricity. So they just want the government to step in and pay the bill, to subsidize. So I think that's probably the reason. Right now, China is under, it has this holiday, national holiday for a week, so we have to see it next week when they come back from the holiday, what's going to happen. I think the government probably will do something to resolve this energy crisis. In the meantime, the shipping rate from China to the United States has been dropping like a rock in the past few days because factories are shutting down, right? So this goods are not coming to the United States. So we could have empty shelves in Christmas. So the advice is if you're on the Christmas gift, you better buy it now instead of waiting for the Christmas.
Very interesting. But this sounds a little bit like it could be the repercussions, though, of the greening of this world. I mean, coal prices are very high. Why? It's not as if there's a lack of coal in the world. We're not allowed to produce coal, of course, anymore, I guess. What about, I guess, other sources? So is this really impacting the supply chain then, I guess, in a major way? I mean, I thought it was the docks, the people working on the docks to unload the ships and that sort of thing. Or is it several different factors, I suppose?
Right. There's a multiple front. Start with the natural gas price in Europe. I think Russian probably play with this Nord Stream 2, right? Russian intentionally hold back some of natural gas. That caused a spike of the natural gas price in Europe. That's where it started. And now we have natural gas price in the United States also. And then they rose so high, all the people who short natural gas they're getting margin calls, right? So, so same thing for coal. This is like a rush to this, for this energy related. So if we have a cold winter, watch out. Oil and natural gas, everything will be very expensive. And for investors, one thing to look for obviously is energy play, right? So I know even yesterday the market was down. Only thing goes up was energy. When I see on my screen, that my energy coding are doing well. So That's a trade, and unfortunately it's a negative for gold mining because oil prices go high, the operating costs for the gold miners are going higher. So that's a negative for the gold mining. So.
Oh, what about gold itself, though, Chen, before I ask you about one of your favorite biotechs? How do you see gold playing out this year yet?
I see gold right now, it's a battling. Right now, key area at 1750 to 1775, and if it can go up and down, but before the job number, I think the job number this week will decide the near-term position direction. I said for a few months, I'm waiting for the tapering announcement at the end of the year and tax loss selling. I think that's probably a great opportunity to buy gold miner. But right now, there's still already some gold miners so undervalued you can start buying, like a Centera, you know, many others. But, you know, we probably don't have time to discuss. But they're so cheap, it's really down to the toilet already, even use the current valuation.
Yeah, I know. But meantime, though, you're seeing an opportunity in the biotechs, and they've been down most of the year, but now they're looking up. And one in particular, symbol SNPX. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, this one I recommended in my newsletter about 2 weeks ago. It's slightly lower price today. I actually have a big jump because there's an article about that. It's Alzheimer's, and it's one of the few Alzheimer's drug that's in phase two. I mean, we know like Alzheimer's, most of the trial failed. They actually in phase two, and then they're sponsored by NIH, which is the National Institute of Health. NIH don't write a check for nothing. They have seen their prior phase two has a very good chance of success. And actually, they're the only drug candidate actually can reverse Alzheimer's and significantly reverse Alzheimer's. So you look at the Cassava, SAVA, right? That stock is $2.5 billion. But their phase two will reduce, reduce the Alzheimer's significance by 3 points. But this one, we already have 6 points in the prior trial. So if this phase two will be successful, this is going to be huge. The market cap only $60 million, right? $10 stock, even today after big run, $10 stock is $5 cash. And then NIH has sponsored a trial, which means they are not burning money. So by the time mid-next year the data come out, they still have $5. So the downside is quite limited, and the upside is huge. If you think if it can go to multi-billion dollar with a possible readout, that's almost 100-bagger, right?
did I hear you correctly, Chen, that the market cap is, what did you say, 60 million?
Right now, today, even with today, big jump is $60 million.
Only when $60 million.
It was much lower.
And they're in what phase now?
$30 million. Have a $32 million cash. So have $5 and change in cash. And
in
then
cash,
they're not burning
stock.
The cash because our government, NIH, saw their phase two. They said, okay, we will sponsor you this coming trial. So NIH is writing a check for the trial. So that's very significant. Not many companies can claim that.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, yeah, I've been watching this one and, have a few shares myself. It's a very, very exciting story. What about Amyris and some of those others that you've been really on top of?
Oh, yeah, I'm still very excited about Amyris. You know, Amyris, they have quite a few things coming up. They already confirmed in a recent presentation they have a $400 million revenue this year, and then they're going to $1 billion in 2 to 3 years. Okay, so it's a fast-growing company. You know those technology companies, once they reach a threshold, their cost is almost fixed. Once their revenue reaches a threshold, it's free cash flow. That's like a Google, like all the other. Their investors, including Google, Apple, you know, the prior investor, Clem Perkins, right? So if they can reach those goals, I mean, the shorts, they were desperately hanging on for their shorting position. They game over, right, once they start generating free cash flow. So this year is a very crucial year. And then they have many exciting technology coming out. Many exciting, they can grow marijuana or use a tank. Actually, this week, China have a big news that, we can grow starch with the carbon dioxide in the tank.
Oh.
They seem like they're very happy about that. But I think Amyris probably can do it a few years ago because, you know, just marijuana is more valuable. They already have the technology. So, No, it's very exciting. Well, what Chinese was very excited because you can grow in the space travel. You can do that in space travel, right? You can have a carbon dioxide from the human being, and then you grow, become a starch, and become oxygen. Out. But that's very, very far, right? But,
that's far
but
out
again,
of the future,
those are
for
the
sure.
Future of a technology. We may not grow corn anymore, not grow soybean anymore. We will, you know, use those a synthetic way. It's 10, 20 times more efficient. And, you know, everything was mass-produced. It's amazing. But anyway, that's where Amyris is, right? It's a cutting-edge area, actually cutting-edge area competition between United States and China. It's one of the key areas actually Amyris is having the lead. It's a world leader in this area.
Well, I think, though, what is important, Chen, is that people have to be patient in the early days. But the patience can pay off, as you name some of those other high-tech stocks. I can remember getting all excited about them and then not seeing them go anywhere for a while and giving up on them and walking away, only to be very sorry years later. So I think sometimes patience makes sense, and you just have to keep on top of the story. And one of the ways, folks, you can do that is by signing up for Chen's letter, What is Chen Buying? What is Chen Selling? He keeps his subscribers posted on the developments of these companies that he's honed in on. Chen, that's all the time we have now, but thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, your ideas, always very exciting and interesting. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, folks, we do have to go to break now, but Michael Hudson will be with me to talk about Hannon Metals. Very exciting story there, a new discovery. They're starting to do some work on it and confirm that what a lot of us thought was there to start with a couple of years back. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Michael Hudson right after the break.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQB, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business.